We're all glued to our screens these days. There's not much choice really in lockdown. But there is no shortage of evidence as well that too much exposure to phones and computers is bad for our brains and our mood. Today is Global National Unplugging Day. And if you think it's going to be too hard to switch off, then listen to our next guest. He spent 100 days without electricity and without Wi-Fi. Owen Boyle, good morning.
Good morning, Anya. How are you?
Well, I'm grand. Tell me about you and your girlfriend, Annie Burney, and the 100 days you spent as caretakers on the Great Blasket Island last summer. What was it like not being plugged in?
Well, yeah, it was kind of freeing in a lot of ways. You know, now we still had to be a little bit connected. Like we did need the phones because we had to be in touch with the mainland and the boats and to make sure supplies and things got through. But it was just lovely to be able to sit and to exchange the TV for, I suppose, the view out the front door, which is like magnificent. You know, we moved from Dublin all the way down to the Blaskets in the space of a day, you know, and it was our view went from being across the road to a row of houses to being across the water, like back to Ireland, you know. So it was just a phenomenal thing to be able to do.
It's funny, isn't it? You talk about the view, because that's the thing, isn't it? When we've got the phones, when we've got the computers, you know, when you're scrolling constantly, checking your feeds, your eyes don't look up. You're not actually looking around you. Was that a big difference?
It really was, you know. As the days rolled on, you kind of could see the changes as the season, you know, like as autumn came along, like the grass on the mainland got a bit browner, and around us, you know, and you got to see all these little changes, and you noticed, like, we spend ages watching the seals that would come in and out down on the beach there on the island, and it was just lovely watching and listening and hearing all the sounds around us. It was beautiful.
Yeah, but you're making it sound so romantic now. Well, what did you do in the long, long nights? Because we've all been struggling with this in lockdown. What do you do with those long evenings? If we didn't have the telly, if we didn't have the phones, what did you guys do?
Yeah, so that's interesting because, well, you see, I suppose our days as well were ruled by the daylight, you know. So when it got dark outside, it was dark inside. You know, we had a bit of candlelight and we had a head torch for emergencies, you know. But it was chatting, we had to read by candlelight, and we had a good few early nights, you know. That was kind of
okay. Really, we won't ask any more questions there. What it's been like since you came back? What was the big difference when you got your phones back, when you were back in the world of Wi-Fi?
Yeah, I suppose it was, you know, being in touch a bit more, you know, just with what's happening around us, you know, and just being and trying to find that balance back again, you know, because there's always the urge that once you're back and you're connected, you're just like wanting to click and go and watch and figure out what's happening around you. But it's nice. We always make sure we have time to go and walk and just leave the phone at home, you know, sometimes just go and look around us and see what we see.
Well, that's great advice for people on National Unplugging Day. And let's hope people do switch off and use their eyes for the world around them instead of their screens. Owen Boyle, thank you very much indeed for speaking to us on Morning Ireland.